Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So where does my quest take me? The guide is the intellect. The journey to perfection. Okay, so initially in life I will enjoy the bounties and pleasures of this world. I eat, I drink, buy a house, buy a car, study the arts or humanities, have friends, comrades, socialize and communicate and so on. And I do this because there are varying degrees of goodness and perfections I find and observe and experience in these things. My rationality dictates it's good and necessary to eat, drink, have a house, make friends, study, work, earn, and so on and so forth. After a period of time though, this inner guide may instruct me to consume better foods were I able to afford it, more healthy foods, more healthy drinks, to buy a bigger car, to buy a better house, to buy a more perfect house, to find better friends. After all, I'm after perfection. I'm after more good. I'm a human. I have an intellect. I'm after more good. I'm after more perfection. Wherever it may be, the more the better. Right now, my rationality is telling me that the better food, the bigger house, the better car has more perfection. And therefore, I go after it. It's the intellect. It's pulling me towards perfection. Right now, I find more perfection in the big house, in the big car. And I keep on continuing. Now, some people may stop with the big car, with the big house, with the big job, with the good food, with the good drink, with the good friends. Some people may stop with the car, some people with the house, some people with the job, some people with the certificate. It all depends. There are many external parameters that may hinder the intellect. That's possible. That which is a definite is everyone is on this journey to perfection, but these extrinsic parameters may bar one, may hinder the intellect in finding that true, more perfect thing. They may think that absolute perfection lies with a Ferrari, with a Lamborghini. Someone may find it in something else. They're both equal and similar because they were both predestined in that search for perfection. But finding that particular application of perfection, here the intellect, different people may have different capacities, may be barred, hindered differently. Here the story may change all of a sudden. Everyone takes their own route. So there reaches a point that one reminds oneself that is there not something more perfect in life than a car? But for some people, the intellect may never ask this question because of them being hindered. But for some people, they continue their search. They don't stop with the big car or the big house or the big certificate and so on and so forth. They say, isn't there something more perfect than this? All the above mentioned were fine. The aforementioned were good, but I'm after something better. I'll keep those. At the same time, I'm after something better, more perfect, less limited, more permanent, everlasting. Then, because my power to reason, it just won't stop. So it's after something more. Now, I can't rest until that's found. So next, I start learning from books, from holy texts, from prophets, from teachers, from sages, holy disciples, who preach about values, morals, who teach medicine, who teach architecture, and so on and so forth. I'm after knowledge. I feel an inner thrive is being quenched through knowledge. And these are certainly more perfect than that which I was used to with the material life. But rationality being what it is, it still assigns different limitations to such books, to such disciples, to such human disciples, to such material beings, to such sages. There are limitations in time and space. This sage, this prophet, this disciple, this apostle was born at a given time, is limited in time, is limited in space. But I have an intellect. I adore this sage and the teachings of this sage. There's definitely something sublime in it. I'm learning, I'm benefiting, I'm growing much more than I used to grow with the food and drink and marriage and so on and so forth. However, the intellect is the intellect. It's telling me something. This sage is limited. This disciple, this apostle is limited. Don't stop there. Go after something more perfect. I'm after something which is limitation free, upon which books and people and sages and knowledge and food and drink all depends upon. Where is this exercise, or rather rational endeavor, taking me? Or maybe I should just call it a day and not look for anything beyond. But I can't. That's not possible. Because the intellect won't stop. The intellect is what it is. It can't be stopped. Now, these were just some experiences of a traveler journeying to truth, towards perfection. Now, assuming one does not become sidetracked and hindered during one's journey, they reach their ultimate. Albeit academic for now, but it's their ultimate goal. They reach it. What is it? It's that which is perfect in the absolute sense, that which is perfect in all aspects, that which has no limitations in any dimension. Hello again, pure existence. Pure existence is where my striving seems to have terminated. Pure existence is not limited. It's perfect in all dimensions. There's no beginning to it and there's no end. Everything depends on it. No thing is existence free. That's where my intellect is taking me. And therefore now I want to construct a second principle, that absolute perfection lies in nothing but pure existence. And this pure existence is limitless on all counts. And since these existing things, these existents, all we said and we acknowledge, they all bear varying degrees of perfection, this pure existence upon which everything depends must bear all those perfections a fortiori. That's absolute perfection.